You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I just want everyone to know out there who's listening to me, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to just express my gratitude and appreciation for anyone out there who is listening to me, who has been listening to me, and is new to listening to me. I just welcome you to my show. Again, my name is Dr. Erica Montgomery. I am a psychologist and master mindset coach. I have been practicing for 25 years in the field of mental health, providing services and really supporting the mental health of so many thousands and thousands of individuals. And really, my mission is to teach other people how to become the master of their mind. And I want you to know that you, only you, can change your mind. Only you can control and have the power to master your mind and change your mind, thereby changing who you are, changing your life experience, and changing how you experience yourself. So I just want you to know how powerful you are as a human being. You are so worthy and so deserving, more than enough. And that is my message to you. So today, I am going to teach on four rules to master your mind. Because again, everyone has the potential to change. Everyone has the potential to grow and learn and become the person who you were created to be. To manifest the life of your dreams that you were so worthy and deserving of. And before I get started, I just want everyone, if you can, if you're in a place and space that allows you to stop, close your eyes and just take a deep breath, because breathing is essential to our well-being, our mental, emotional, physical, energy, just everything. So just take a deep breath in, breathing in through your nose, holding it, and then release it. Releasing any negative energy, any toxins, anything, stress, tension that you might be holding on to. Again, let's take a deep breath in. Feeling your lungs, your diaphragm, your belly, just feeling your body with that pure, clean, loving air, light. Breathe out anything that does not serve you in a healthy way. I want you to know that I have started a weekly coaching class on Thursday evenings, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, just 1 hour. And I'm offering you these coaching classes as a way to support your mental health, the way to help you shift your mindset and begin to get clearer about what you want to create. Be intentional about what you create and begin to manifest everything that you deserve and that you desire. And so these coaching classes are weekly. You can access them and enroll for them on my website at healthyminds.expert. I am also running a group coaching program. It is a four-week group coaching program that will begin in early April. And it's running for 4 weeks, and anyone can register. Anyone is welcome to join my group. It is called Transformational Journey, Mindset Shift to Mental Wellness, to Freedom. It is a transformational mind shift journey to freedom. Mental freedom, emotional freedom. It's about letting go and releasing any negative emotions and toxins that you might be holding on to from past life experiences, past traumas. It's about building your self-esteem and moving away from self-sabotage to supporting yourself, your mental wellness. And it's about getting clearer and tapping into the power within you so that you can manifest the life of your dreams that you are so worthy and deserving of. So again, I encourage you to attend my coaching classes so that you can get the information, so that you can get the strategies to begin to shift your mindset, to begin to master your mind, and begin creating and manifesting the life that you are so deserving of. I also encourage you, if you want to try a group coaching model, if you want to connect with other people who are on their journey of transformation and self-discovery, then I encourage you to enroll now in my group coaching program. I just want to let you know that you are so worthy and deserving of the investment that it takes to learn the skills, learn the strategies, and apply them in a supportive environment so that you can begin to love on yourself. You can begin to feel good about yourself. You can tap into that power within you that creates worlds and that will create the world and the life that you are so deserving of. Go to my website, healthyminds.expert. Healthyminds, MINDS.expert. Enroll in my group coaching class. Enroll in my Thursday evening coaching classes. Learn about the services that I offer, like therapy and one-on-one coaching. Also, I do speaking for engagements, and I write a monthly article in FET Lifestyle Magazine. You can find that on my website, healthyminds.expert. I also am a micro dispensary owner for CBD. If you haven't known that, I take CBD daily. I am a daily user of CBD, and I advocate for the daily use of CBD because it is mind-altering, life-altering. CBD responds to the receptor sites in every organ of our body, and our endocannabinoid system, our ECS system, is responsible for homeostasis. So if you are feeling stressed, anxiety, loss of focus, difficulty sleeping, hormonal issues, you should be taking CBD daily because it comes from the hemp plant. It doesn't get you high. By law, it has less than 0.3% THC, and it comes from hemp, which is a medicinal plant. And it is, again, I've been taking it for, I think, 4 years now daily, and it is life-changing. So I encourage you to go to my website, learn more about CBD, begin your journey taking daily CBD for your mental and physical health. Again, my website is healthyminds.expert. Subscribe so that you can find out about the new services and programs and coaching classes that I offer, group coaching program that I offer, and just learn more about me. And so I'm going to get started with this four rules to mastering your mind. And really, my mission is to teach everyone that they are the masters of their minds and that you have the power within to change. One of the most important things that you can learn in order to have mental wellness is how to master your mind. According to neuroscientists and cognitive behavioral practitioners, your thoughts are the building blocks for your experience. And what this means is that what you think about all day eventually becomes what you experience in your life. You see, the problem is that not many people have been taught how the mind works. Thus, they don't know how to control their thinking. You have the power within you to change simply by mastering the thoughts of your mind. And here are four rules of the mind that facilitate change and support your mental well-being. You ready? I hope you have your paper and pencils and pens ready. Rule number one, your job's mind is to keep you safe. By remembering what caused you pain and avoiding it, your mind keeps you safe. So when you express negative words or feelings about a situation, a thing, or a person, your mind is working to avoid the pain of that experience. And so you have had experiences in the past that were painful, that were discomforting, that were annoying, that upset you. And our body wants to avoid this pain. So when we tell ourselves that something is painful, that something causes us suffering, that something causes us to be angry, then our job, our mind's job, and our body's job is to avoid this. And sometimes the problem with avoidance is that you are afraid of doing things. Sometimes by avoiding the pain, you allow the fear to paralyze you. By avoiding the pain and suffering, you limit the joy. You limit the possibilities of good things to come in your life. And so the key is to tell your mind. You have to speak to your mind, speak to your body, speak to yourself, and tell yourself that even though you may be feeling afraid of a new experience, or it may cause you feelings of anxiety because it's new and unknown and uncertain, you are still choosing to have the new experience, and you trust your mind to keep you safe. And your mind will gradually and ultimately dissipate your fear. And so the key is that regardless of your feeling of anxiety, your feeling of anxiousness, your feeling of fear, tell yourself, tell your mind, tell your body that, yes, I feel this way. Yes, I'm experiencing this worry or this fear. However, I am still choosing to have this new experience. I am trusting that I will be safe, that I can keep myself safe, that my mind will keep me safe, that my higher power will keep me safe, that my higher self will keep me safe, and that my mind will gradually and ultimately dissipate the feelings of fear and anxiety, because I am moving past that feeling. I am trusting that all good things will come to me. And I'm choosing to have an experience despite my temporary feeling of fear or anxiety. So again, rule number one, your mind's job is to keep you safe. And in keeping you safe, it oftentimes avoids the pain and suffering that you might be experiencing or that you have experienced in the past. But the key is to choose to have the experience anyway, to move past how you're feeling, to tell yourself that you will be okay, that you can keep yourself safe, that you will be okay. All right? Rule number two. Your mind does what it thinks you want. You see, our minds don't know the difference between what is real versus what is imagined. So your mind must believe that what you tell it is what you truly want. When you tell yourself, again, using words to tell yourself that you are healthy, you are wealthy, you are desirable, you are successful. When you tell your mind this through your words, through your thoughts, on a consistent basis, knowing exactly what you want, your mind and your body is going to respond. Your emotions are going to respond. Your body is going to respond. Your mind is going to respond. But it first takes you knowing exactly what you want, knowing what you want to create, and knowing that you have the creative power through your images, through your words, through your emotions, and through your actions. And so the key is deciding what you want, making a daily practice of writing it down, visualizing it, speaking it into your life, feeling the feeling that comes with already having it, and trusting that your higher self, the higher power that lives and breathes you, wants you to be successful, wants you to experience yourself as abundant and successful because you already are. And so choose powerful words. Choose words that are commanding, that provoke strong emotions. Use words that are highly descriptive words, that create a detailed picture that you can see in your mind's eye. When the experience becomes real in your mind, the energy of your mind and body begin to attract the experience to you. So in my mind, I am speaking and commanding that I am abundant, that I am wealthy beyond my dreams, that I am successful, that I am in a successful relationship, that my body is healthy. I speak it by saying that my body is vibrant. My body is healthy. My body is vivacious. It moves. It has the energy. It feels good when I move. When I step into the room, my energy is felt. It is radiating in positive, pure love light. And I'm stepping into this experience of myself, feeling good about being intentional, that I'm creating this self, this person, this experience that I want to have. Again, your mind does what it thinks you want. You have to command it to follow what you want and know what you want. Okay? Rule number three, once the subconscious mind accepts an idea or a thought that you habitually entertain as true, whether it's true or not, it responds according to your belief. So when you give your mind a command, you get a reaction or response from the subconscious mind according to what you believe. The subconscious mind is irrational. It perceives the world intuitively.
It is the seat of emotion, the storehouse of memory, and does not reason. Therefore, it is amenable to suggestion. The subconscious mind is most receptive to suggestions early in the morning when you wake and right before you go to bed. And the key is to press upon your mind, your subconscious mind, at these times what you desire in words, in prayer, in gratitude, images, in song, in meditation, and so forth. When you use the repetitive and habitual affirmations, affirming statements spoken with strong emotion, written daily, it helps to strengthen your belief. And so it is a daily practice that you give the command to your mind with your words, your writing, your vision, your image, in creating that experience all in your mind first. And then your subconscious mind, believing it, begins to create it. It emits that energy, that vibrational frequency that attracts to you exactly what you've been experiencing in your mind, in your body, through your emotions, commanding with your words and reinforcing it with writing, prayer, and gratitude. Rule number four, the conscious mind reasons. It evaluates, it decides, perceives the objective world through the senses. The conscious mind, or sometimes I like to refer to as the ego, is the watchman at the gate, making sure your life is predictable and safe. It assumes that past experiences will become future experiences. You see, it likes what is familiar in order to avoid unpleasant experiences. The key to mastering the conscious mind is to become aware of your habitual thoughts, to become aware of your habitual patterns of thinking, awakening to the habitual pattern of thinking, the habitual pattern of feeling that again turns emotions into moods that are perpetuated, and your habitual actions. What behaviors do you perform on a daily basis that are a part of this conscious program and pattern? You decide. This is what I want you to do. I want you to decide if your current beliefs serve you in a psychologically or emotionally healthy way. As you become aware and as you awaken to your habitual patterns of believing, thinking, feeling that predominant mood, acting, those behaviors that you perform on a daily basis, do they serve you in a healthy way? That's the question. The key is to understand that your thoughts are simply ideas, suggestions of the conscious mind. They are not true, and they have no power over you. You ultimately have the choice and control over your conscious mind because you choose what idea you give your attention to. You choose what thoughts you entertain, what thoughts you focus on habitually. You choose where you place your focus attention. And where your focused attention goes, your energy will follow to intensify your experience. So the key is to only give your focused attention to an idea or a thought that supports your emotional and mental well-being. See, by mastering your conscious mind, you are mastering how you want to feel, what predominant mood you want to have, what continued habitual thought pattern you want to entertain, and what choices in your daily habits you want to make. But you have to decide. And that means you have to become aware of what you're currently putting out, what your current experience is teaching you about how you're thinking, feeling, believing, and acting. Right? So you want to focus only on what serves you in a healthy way. Because just like you are what you eat, you are what you think. All right? Here's a powerful analogy. Your mind is like a garden of soil that is fertile for growing seeds. Your thoughts are seeds that become beliefs planted into the soil of your mind when focused on habitually. And over time, the fruits of your beliefs are harvested as experiences in your life. So when you have repeated experiences, good or bad, question what seed or belief have you planted in your mind? And remember, you have the power to change within you. The key to mastering your mind is planting seeds that will harvest your desires and not your fears. So again, those four rules. Number one, your mind's job is to keep you safe. So you have to choose to move past that safe space, past that fear and anxiety, into what you desire, what you want to experience, and tell your body, tell your mind that you're making this choice despite these temporary emotions that are keeping you in this familiar space. Number two, your mind does what it thinks you want. So be clear about what you want and speak only what you want. Okay? Rule number three, you want to implant in your subconscious mind what you truly desire. And it takes repetition. Our mind learns through repetition. Repetition builds retention. So when you're clear about what you desire, create a belief from that, a thought pattern that you're going to create in your mind, an emotional mood state that will come from those thought patterns, and then daily habits to practice it, repeat it, speak it, write it, right? Imagine it, envision it. And rule number four, the conscious mind reasons, evaluates, decides, and perceives. So your key is to understand what thoughts, what suggestions are you giving your subconscious mind? Because they have no power over you. Your thoughts have no power. They're not true. You have to decide what thoughts you want to have and implant them in your mind, just like you're implanting the seeds of the soil in your mind so that you can reap the harvest that you desire. Again, I wish you peace and prosperity. You have the love, the power, the worthiness, deservingness within you to master your mind. I hope that these four rules you find helpful and you begin practicing every day. And if you need support, I am here to coach you along your journey to change, transformation, self-discovery, and mental and emotional wellness and freedom. You are so deserving. Go to my website, healthyminds.expert, and join my coaching class. Let me coach you join my group coaching program and allow me to support you along your journey. This is Dr. Erica. Love you and God bless.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.